Smiles in Town Hall tonight, folks. 60 minutes of fun and music brought to you by Ipana Toothpaste and Salopatica. Ipana for the smile of beauty, Salopatica for the smile of health. Fun with our star comedian Fred Allen, music by Peter Van Steeden, and the new Town Hall varieties. New music, new voices, new laughs. It's Town Hall tonight! Listen to that crowd cheer Fred Allen as he leads the parade down Main Street to the old Town Hall. Fred's leading the band with a drumstick, and he's followed by those veterans of many a turkey, the mighty Allen Art Players. Let's join the merry throng. Everybody's on the way to the old Town Hall. Everybody's going. Here they come, symphony musicians.
But, Mr. Pawlowski, you cannot hold up your concert for 1 hour.
Pawlowski always listens to Peter Van Steeden on Wednesdays. It's Town Hall tonight.
Car owners.
What is that traffic jam, officer? An accident?
No, folks are crowding around that car with a radio. It's Town Hall tonight.
Sherlock Holmes.
Watson isn't in, Mr. Holmes. Shall I bring you the needle?
No, Mrs. James. Bring me my portable radio. It's Town Hall tonight.
Sure enough, Fred stopped in front of the old Town Hall and he's welcoming the crowd with Andante ad libbing. Let's listen.
When you come to the end of a perfect day, folks, you can make it a perfect night by stopping in at the old Town Hall. Single line, please.
Hi there, Babla.
Good evening, Mrs. Farney. How
are you? Hello there, Shilly.
Hi there, Morton. How's the village blacksmith tonight?
I still got my spreading tree, but you radio comedians are using all of my chestnuts.
Oh, you kid, Morton. You don't need a password to get into the old Town Hall, folks, so hurry, hurry, hurry.
Are you ready, Fred?
Yes, Harry. The opening number is plenty of money and you.
Your word is law, Fred. Let her go, Peter.
Oh, baby, what I couldn't do with plenty of money and you, in spite of the worry that money brings, just a little filthy lucre by the lot of things, and I could take you to places you'd like to go. But outside of that, I know you or don't.
Presenting that dynamic donor of dandy dividends and devastating disvertisement, dramaturgic Daniel Cree and Italian double talk, Fred Allen in person.
Thank you. Harry, I think you should either explain what you've said or apologize for the whole thing and let it go.
I can't say a word, Fred, unless I'm a lawyer on that.
Well, and good evening. I have special glasses now for seeing a lawyer. They're painted right on there. You don't have to look around. And good evening, ladies and gentlemen. A little tardy, but good evening just the same. Now, before we send out for some soup so that you will have everything from soup to me, I'll read you the Town Hall bulletin for tonight. Hodge White, everybody's grocer, says a lot of customers have been asking why he's wearing an old-fashioned nightshirt around the store under his apron the last few days. Now, Hodge says he isn't sleeping on the job, but the zipper in front of the nightshirt got stuck halfway the other morning, and he can't get it open wide enough to crawl out. So Hodge says you just have to keep the nightshirt on now until the Sears Roebuck man gets in town from Chicago to look over the zipper. So much for evening dress notes around the square, and now for the Town Hall news. The curtain, Harry.
Coming right down, Fred.
Oh, gosh, you said that without getting mixed up. Congratulations. The lights go out, and we bring you the latest news of the week. The Town Hall news sees nothing, shows all. Washington, D.C. The latest Treasury Department tax regulations show that government intends to tax Cupid. Hereafter, Internal Revenue men will collect tax on amount bridegroom pays the preacher at weddings. Town Hall News shows how new tax ruling may work out at future weddings. The scene, a church vestry in 1937.
Howdy, folks. You the bridal couple?
Yup, Sexton. I'm Gladstone Dunk, and this is my wife, Myrtle.
Not yet, I ain't Gladstone.
Well, see, you're both as good as hitched now. I'm locking the door.
Oh, I ain't trying to get away. It's Gladstone.
Oh, tain't nother.
If I hadn't grabbed your belt going through that subway turnstile, you'd have made it.
Now, see here, Myrtle.
Well, I'll leave you two lovebirds alone. The preacher will be in direct there.
Oh, take off that long puss, Gladstone. This is a wedding, not a kidnapping.
Well, couldn't you wait till Saturday? Saturday's payday.
Well, you got enough to swing this, ain't you?
I don't know. I spent plenty, the license, the ring, them flowers you got on, and the ride down.
Well, I paid my own nickel in the subway, didn't I?
Yeah, but going back there, my wife, it'll be on me.
Oh. All right, how much you got left?
It's 11, 12 bucks.
You'll just make it. 10 for the minister and $2 for the honeymoon.
Shh, quiet, somebody's coming.
Gladstone Dunk and Myrtle Flapp, the bridal couple.
That's us, all right. You the preacher?
Yes, I'm Reverend Moan. I hurried so, I put my collar on right. Are you ready?
I'm raring to go.
Come in.
Hey, I just got a flash at the office. What's going on here, a wedding?
Yes, come in.
Who is this guy, Winchell?
No, this is Mr. Fitch from the Internal Revenue Department.
Right, I'm here to collect the tax.
You mean I got to pay a tax to get hitched?
Yes, Gladstone. The government has finally taken over Cupid.
And no wisecracks. I'm here to see Uncle Sam gets hisen. That's all I know.
Yeah, but I already paid a tax on the ring, the license, and Myrtle's flowers.
Yea, verily, Gladstone. But today there is a 20% tax on the minister's fee.
Well, how much is all this going to cost, Parson?
My rock-bottom fee for a quick ceremony, once over lightly, is $10. For playing the wedding march, the organist gets $2.
Good. I just got 12 bucks even. Here's 10 for you, Parson.
Hey, hold it! The government gets 20% of that 10 bucks, Parson. Now, if you just give me $2...
Oh, no. My fee is net, Mr. Fitch.
That's okay with me. That'll make it $2 extra for the groom.
Why, that's going to cost you $14, Gladstone.
I'm $2 short, Ginch.
I can't reduce my fee. Word might get around, and I'll be getting all the riff-raff nuptials.
Yeah, no. You can't cut down your chin.
And Uncle Sam won't take nothing off unless you're a European power, buddy.
That puts it up to the organist.
That's right. We'll get rid of him.
Oh, no. I insist on a background for my reading. I must have the organ.
What are we going to do, Gladstone?
We're going to scram. The wedding's on.
Now, wait a minute, Bud. This radical gesture is costing the Internal Revenue Department $2.
It's costing me 10.
Look what it's costing me.
Well, no government employee is standing by and seeing Uncle Sam lose $2. I'm swinging into action.
What you going to do, Mr. Fitch?
I'll show you. Give me them 12 bucks, Bud.
Here you are.
Okay, here's 10 for you, Moan.
Thank you.
The other two I'm keeping for Uncle Sam. Let's go.
Hey, wait a minute. What about the organist?
Yeah, the parson's got to have music.
I'm handling this. Get on with the wedding, Moan.
Do you, Gladstone Dunk, take this moment to be your lawfully
wedded wife?
I do.
New York City, New York. Town Hall News presents a 10-second review of the season's most lavish musical extravaganza, White Horse Inn. White Horse Inn.
Chief Sitting Bull to see Chief White Horse. White Horse out?
No. White Horse in.
New York City, New York. Canary lovers gather for annual Cage Bird Association show at Hotel Pennsylvania. Prize-winning canary is finally selected from among 750 pampered birds. Town Hall News presents candid camera shots of the winning canary, the canary.
Beep, beep.
Is that a canary?
Yes, lady, he's got a cold.
Beep, beep.
Tin Pan Alley, New York. Town Hall News presents a 10-second review of the leading hit song of the week. The song, I'll Sing You a Thousand Love Songs.
You sing Solomon!
What is it, my wives?
Will you sing us to sleep, Solly?
Will I? I'll sing you a thousand love songs. Mimi, let's go!
New York. Gosh, when you go back to Solomon, he ought to do better than that. New York City, New York. The winter edition of the Manhattan Telephone Book is issued this week. Town Hall News shows employees delivering telephone directory to phone subscribers.
Well, what is it?
Your new phone book, Mrs. Jones.
I ain't Mrs. Jones, and I ain't got no phone.
Isn't this 99 Hudson Street?
No, it's 89.
Wrong number. Excuse it, please.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you. There's a young man here tonight. I'm pretty sure he's here. Oh, yes, there he is. The young man who feels that we ought to play games on this program every now and then.
Well, everybody likes to play games, Mr. Allen. Especially games like, Who Am I? And,
What is this Who Am I game?
Oh, that's a good one.
Really?
I think of a person's name, then I give you some hints. And you try to guess who I am. Like this. I'm a famous author.
Mm-hmm.
I wrote a lot of plays.
Yeah.
And my name begins with an S and ends with an E. Who am I?
Let me see. S-E. Stoopnagel?
No. I'm Shakespeare. You don't know how to play that game. Let me try it with Mr. Von Zell.
Well, if you think I can catch on.
Well, look. Here's another one. I live in a red and yellow striped box. It can find me in any drugstore, and my name begins with I. Who am I?
Oh, I get it. You're a tube of Ipana toothpaste.
Oh, somebody must have told you.
No, nobody has to tell me about Ipana. It's a grand toothpaste. It not only thoroughly cleans and brightens teeth, but what's more important, when used with massage, it also helps tone and stimulate gums. And since our gums do not get enough exercise from the soft, creamy, well-cooked foods we eat nowadays, we earnestly advise, as so many dentists do,
use Ipana toothpaste. And every time you brush your teeth with it, put a little extra Ipana on your brush or fingertip and massage your gums with it.
In that way, ladies and gentlemen, you'll be giving your gums the toning and stimulation they need to help guard against serious gum trouble. You'll have healthier gums, brighter teeth, and a far more attractive smile if you'll always remember Ipana, for the smile of beauty.
Van Steeden and the Ipana Troubadours have just played the Organ Grinder Swing. Now, on Friday at sundown, ladies and gentlemen... Quiet, please. If that's somebody crying for the Carolines, Randon McNally's is two blocks down.
Hello.
Well, sir... They laughed when I started to talk baby talk. They didn't know I was head waiter at Child. If it isn't Portland.
Yes, Mama sent me out to get an osteopath, but the store was closed.
The store was... Hey, wait a minute. You were going for an osteopath last Wednesday.
Was I?
But certainly. Don't you remember? You were looking for an osteopath because Papa was eating fish and had a bone in his derby or...
Gosh, that's what it says here in my part tonight.
Well, let me look at that.
Here. There's something wrong someplace.
Well, I'll say there's something wrong. You're reading last week's script.
Oh, boy, am I dumb.
Well, it's nice of you to confirm the suspicions of a nation.
Oh, you heard somebody say that.
You know, arrested mentality must run in your family. Your father has a head like a glass of beer that's been standing 2 days.
Papa's a lot smarter than some people I know.
Name one person who knows less than Papa.
Well, I can't think of one offhand.
You see, I told you. I thought so. Why doesn't your father borrow somebody's cranium and see a brain specialist?
Oh, Papa's scared of doctors since he got his blood transfusion.
Really? What happened?
The doctors made a mistake. They put 2 quarts of ketchup in Papa.
Well, your father is still living with the ketchup in him, isn't he?
Yes, but every time he sees a plate of beans, he tries to sit down on it.
Well, I sometimes sit down on morons, and something tells me I'm about to sit down right now.
I didn't know you were a contortionist, Mr. Allen.
Now, see here, if there's any funny stuff here, I would like to get in.
Right here, cutie. Take a leg, Waldo.
Wait a minute, Mr. Hale. I got all these bundles.
Set them down right here, son.
Say, what is this? Who are these people? Did somebody open a trailer around here?
Mr. Hale is the kiddies' companion, Mr. Allen.
Lord, yes. I've been catering to kiddies for 20 years.
Now, look. If you're a lollipop salesman, I have a small mouth. I have to get my lollipops made to order.
Who said anything about lollipops, sucker?
Mr. Allen didn't mean anything, Waldo.
No, he didn't mean nothing to me when I first came in, and he don't mean nothing now.
I've only known you 2 minutes, son, and you don't wear well.
You ought to paste a sign on your mouth, do not open till Christmas.
Why, you little cad, if I had my sandals on, I'd take you between my toes.
Now hold on, brother. I'm here to spread Christmas cheer. If I have to punch you right in the nose.
Go on, Mr. Hale. Hang a sock on him.
It's too early to hang your socks, isn't it, Waldo?
Now, you keep out of this. Keep out of this, Porter.
Yeah, what's it to you, baggy eyes?
Now watch it, son. I'll slap you so hard on top of that cap, you'll taste tweed in your mouth for 2 days.
Don't be hasty, Mr. Allen. Mr. Hale is here to get your Santa Claus business.
Right. I'm giving a super Santa Claus service. A Santa Claus to fit the personality of the kiddie.
Show Mr. Allen how your service works, Mr. Hale.
Yeah, what happened?
I'll show you. Get out my bells, Waldo.
Okay, Mr. Hale, here they are.
No. That's my white collar jingle. Get my Park Avenue bell.
Right here.
You might, gosh, I was so intrigued with your jingling there, you just swept me off my feet, Mr. Hale. You have assorted jingles for the different kiddies, do you?
Yes, Mr. Hale uses bells to suit the neighborhood.
Well, I'll demonstrate. Now, suppose I'm doing a Santa Claus job over on Park Avenue. I'll show you how it works.
Yeah, I'll be the rich kid.
I come tiptoeing into the room at midnight, tinkling my bell. And then I start crooning, Merry Christmas! Merry Christmas!
Yeah, I wake up and say, is that you, Peter?
No, son. It is I, Santa Claus.
Oh, yes, you've come about the gift.
Yes, my little man. I've brought you some wonderful presents. Look.
Oh, a chess set. Divine.
And here's 2 mahogany polo mallets.
Eureka! They'll match my chestnut gilding.
And here's some books.
Books? Oh, how jolly. Live Alone and Like It. The Theory of the Finger Bowl by John Drinkwater.
And my final surprise.
2 tickets for Hamlet. Oh, Santa, you've outdone yourself. What a Noel.
Are you satisfied, son?
Oh, no end, Santa. If you want a testimonial, you can call on me, Bradwell J. Torrington III. I'm in the book.
Well, thank you, son. Do you mind if I jingle as I leave?
Oh, please do.
Merry Christmas, Bradwell.
Merry Christmas. Christmas, Mr. Claus.
Gosh, that's a high hat Santa Claus, all right.
Oh, I run the gamut. I play any kind of a Claus you want.
Say, what technique do you use now, for instance, in a tough neighborhood?
Sure, Mr. Hale. I'll be the roughneck kid.
Yeah, just be yourself. Give me my tough bell.
Here you are.
Now, this time I'm coming into a tenement. Merry Christmas! Merry Christmas!
Go to bed, pie, you plastic!
Why, I ain't your pa. I'm Santa Claus.
You're the greaseball that broke in here last year and left that sticky candy in my stocking.
Well, yeah, what about it?
I had peppermint on my insteps for 2 weeks.
Now, listen, if you close your yap, I'll get out your toys.
Toys? What do you think I am, a sissy? Take it on the lamb, Whiskers.
Hey, you little rat, let go of my beard.
I'll smack you in the paws.
I'll wipe up the joint with you. Take that.
Yeah, take this.
Oh, I'll fix you.
Pulling the blackjack, hey?
Yes, and I'm going to use it.
Oh!
Now I can leave these presents in peace.
Oh, you slug the kid, do you?
If I have to, yes. And soon as I dump my presents, I jingle my bells and yell, Merry Christmas! Merry
But if you've knocked the kitty unconscious, he doesn't hear you, does he?
Well, no, the jingling's just a formality.
Some system, hey, Mr. Allen?
Now, how about me handling your Christmas, brother?
You're not handling my Christmas, Soggy.
Yeah, that's what you think.
Let him have it, Chief.
Now, here, put down that blackjack.
You've knocked Mr. Allen unconscious, Mr. Hale. What'll I do?
Pin this card on him. He'll see it when he wakes up.
What does it say?
Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas, Allen!
Merry tally-ho, Mr. Hale. And now, ladies and gentlemen, while we try to revive Mr. Allen, the Town Hall Quartet is going to sing He Wooed Her. 1, 2, Peter.
He was a lad in his 20s. She was a girl in her teens. The time it was when there was spring in the air, and everyone knows what that means. Without any doubt, he decided that she was the one in his life.
So he knelt on his right knee and twisted his left
and asked her if she'd be his wife. So he wooed her and wooed her and wooed her. She wouldn't say yes there and then, 'cause the mother said, no, she is much too young. So he wooed her and wooed her again. In his 30s,
and she in her 23rd year.
He still loved the girl, but she still answered no. So he dropped a strong, silent tear.
And when he was panting his 40s, he said, you'll be left on the shelf.
On the shelf.
But she answered, 'twould break mother's heart if we wed,
for mama has hopes for herself. So he wooed her and wooed her and wooed her. She wouldn't say yes there and then, and her mother dear gave him the ha, 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 till he wooed her and wooed her again.
He was a lad in his 80s, she was sweet 74,
and he had entirely given up hope, till her ma went and married once more.
Ah, then at last the girl said she would wed him, and though it might sound very weird, why, the poor stork had waited for so many long years,
that it flew down the flue with a beard. Oh, he wooed her, and wooed her, and wooed her, till he was 110. Then he turned up his toes and said, fare well, and he'll never more woo her again. Wah-wah. Wah-wah. He'll never more woo her. Hey, yeah.
you, and thank you, boys. You know, I've been doing a lot of ground and lofty radio listening lately, ladies and gentlemen, and every time I twirled the dials, somebody told me what to get for Christmas. Now, so far, the only thing I've gotten was confused. And just so that won't happen to you, tonight we're going to suggest what not to get for Christmas. All right, Harry, get suggested.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, one thing we hope none of you get for the holidays is a cold. Because a cold can certainly take all the merry out of Merry Christmas. So if any time between now and then you find a cold coming on, get after it immediately. And fight it the modern way. Get plenty of rest, drink lots of liquids, eat nourishing foods. But first, above all else, put 2 teaspoonfuls of salepatica in a glass of water and drink it. We suggest this because physicians say
you can often throw off a cold more quickly by doing 2 fundamental things at its very beginning. Rid your body of wastes and help nature combat the acidity that usually accompanies your cold.
And you can do both these things at once by taking Sal Hepatica, because it's the mineral salt laxative especially made to remove wastes from the body and also to help nature combat acidity. That's our suggestion to help you wake up on Christmas morning head clear and happy, feeling that there is a Santa Claus. So remember Sal Hepatica for the smile of health. Well, that's the theme song of the Mighty Allen Art Players, and they'll be with you immediately after your station announcement.
Ladies and gentlemen, we bring you those white caps on the stormy theatrical sea, the Mighty Allen Art Players. Tonight, with their accident policies paid up, they face you unafraid to present a Hollywood dilemma called the $1 Million Smile, or the Tooth Will Out. Overture, Peter.
Titanic Picture Company. Mr. Allen. Yes, he's in the filing cabinet. He's getting absent-minded. He picked up his nail file and filed himself. Telephone, Mr. Allen.
Yes, Miss Cass. What am I doing in this filing cabinet?
What are you doing in the picture business? Don't ask me. Answer that phone.
All right, if it'll keep peace here. Hello? Technicolor stage? Yes. Yes, I know you're making the last of the Mohicans in Technicolor. What? 2 of the red men have yellow jaundice. They're coming out in the picture lavender. No, don't stop. Go right ahead and finish the picture. Okay.
Whoever heard of a lavender Indian?
A despondent Indian is blue, isn't he?
This'll be the last of the Mohicans, positively.
What was that?
Mr. Zanuck just passed through.
After this, tell him to use the transom.
This joint is unfair to organize.
Say, who is that yelling? Who is that? Open that door.
This is unfair to organize picket.
Now, just a minute, fellow. Are you picketing for pickets?
Yeah, the boys picking in the theaters are complaining about your rotten pictures.
Well, how do they know my pictures are rotten? Pickets don't work inside theaters, do they?
No, but people coming out leave the doors open, and the boys see bits of your pictures while they're picketing.
Well, what is it you want?
Either you make better pictures or the Pickets Union wants revolving doors in all the theaters.
All right, I'll meet you halfway.
Yes, you'll get revolving doors. Now beat it.
Yes.
Yes, what?
Well, what she said.
Oh, a yellow belly, eh? So long.
What did he mean, a yellow abdomen?
It must be that egg on your vest.
Good morning, Mr. Zanuck.
You missed him.
Oh, God. I wish he'd slow down. I've been his partner for 2 years, and I've never even seen him.
That's why you're still his partner. He's never seen you.
Well, never mind that. Where's the morning mail?
Under your nose.
Oh, don't be silly. That's my mustache. Where is my personal fan mail?
It's on your desk. Those 2 postcards.
Oh, we're flooded today again, aren't we? Oh, here's a card from Hot Lick, Arkansas.
A fan?
It says, I saw the trailer on your picture, Love is a Grunt. If you haven't made the picture, don't.
business is so bad here, my bank night is in the hands of the receiver. Manager of Gem Theater.
The other card is from Skolsky.
Good old Sid. Is it a boner?
Read it.
Ah, let me see. You're in your picture, Alimony a la Mode. A close-up shows the hero, Four Dice Honeydew, standing at a pool table behind the five ball. This is a boner. This perfume bum belongs behind the eight ball. Achoo! Achoo!
Get so tight.
If Mr. Zanuck doesn't slow down, he'll give me pneumonia.
Mr. Zanuck knows what he's doing.
Where did he go?
Even if I knew, he'd be gone by now.
Oh, what a business. Get me my toupee.
The pompadour?
Any toupee. I want to pull my hair out.
Land it, director boy. You play the scene the way I say.
I'm the star, phony. I'll play the scene the way I feel.
Why, what do you mean?
Boys, what is this? You're a director, Napra. Why aren't you directing?
This little punk is holding up hillbilly heartaches, F.A.
This hog caller is trying to show me how to act.
Now, see here, boys. I've got $2 million tied up in hillbilly heartaches.
And who's the star?
Rondelay Fink. The boy with the million-dollar smile.
Right. And I'm bigger than Shirley Temple, ain't I?
Around the head, yes.
Why, I was a star in our gang when you were looking at the world through a buttonhole.
You'd better watch your tongue, Squirt. My wife's brother-in-law is related by marriage to the nephew of a man who knows Adolf Zucker by sight.
I don't care if you had Donald Duck for dinner. That don't make you a director.
Why?
Now, here, wait a minute. Here, boys. I'm the head of this studio.
Never mind apologizing. I want satisfaction.
I've spent a fortune making Rondelay Fink's million-dollar smile a household smirk.
That's what's holding up the picture. He refuses to smile.
Refuses to smile?
Yes.
Without your smile, Rondelay, hillbilly heartaches is just a celluloid tragedy.
I know, F.A. I'm doing the best I can.
I direct him to smile, and what happens? He pouts.
Rondelay.
Well, I can't smile, Chief.
Why? Has your mother told you your salary?
No, it ain't money.
Then come on, Rondelay. Let's see you smile.
If I smile, you'll be sorry.
Come on, Rondelay. Smile.
All right.
Your mouth. Rondelay, your mouth. What's wrong?
What's happened to your teeth?
I told you I can't smile. My first teeth are coming out.
Shedding your bicuspids? How many teeth have you got left?
Only one. A whoop.
One tooth.
Gad, your gums look like an elk wearing a red vest.
You're telling me. And this one tooth is only hanging by a thread.
Oh, this is a dental calamity. How much of the picture is shot, Napra?
One more scene and it's finished, Chief.
We've got to make this final scene immediately. What stage are you working on?
Stage B.
Come, Rondelay. Let's go.
Hold your lips tight together now. Real tight, Rondelay.
Yes. A single twitch might be fatal.
Here we are. Stage B.
I'll say hello later, Cass. We've got to shoot this final scene with Rondelay Fink right away. On the set, Cass.
Ready, camera?
Okay.
Sound?
Okay.
Just a minute. What is the scene, Napra?
Well, the boy has a fight with his hillbilly pawnee.
Never been done.
He decides to go to the city.
A new twist.
He whistles for his dog.
Sound with suspense yet.
And we fade as Rondelay gives his million-dollar smile and walks down the road towards Montgomery Wards.
Sensation. Let's go.
Okay, everybody?
Yes, Mr. Napper.
Let's go. Camera, action.
Well, goodbye, folks.
Why are you going in your stocking feet, son?
I'm a-leaving for the city.
Stockings, you galding dude.
Well, dude or slob, I'm a-going. Goodbye, Pappy.
Good riddance, son.
Goodbye, Ma.
Tally-ho, son.
Now, where's my dog? Samson! Samson! Here's the... Stop the scene!
Cut! Cut! What kind of talk is this?
What's wrong, Rondelay?
Oh.
My one tooth is gone.
Get me another toupee, somebody. Get me my other toupee. This one is bare here. Your tooth is out?
Yes. When I whistled, it blew out. Where is it?
Oh, there it is, on the floor.
This is terrible. The picture's ruined. $2 million wasted.
Tough luck, F.A. Two more speeches and the picture would have been finished.
Fate has gone too far this time.
How long will it take your new teeth to grow in, Rondelet?
6 months.
I can't hold up hillbilly heartaches for 6 months.
There's only one man in the industry can handle this dilemma.
Yes, and I'll come through.
Good.
I've got it.
What, F.A.?
False teeth.
What a mind! False teeth!
False teeth?
Yes. With false teeth, your $1 million smile will be saved.
But I can't wear false teeth. My gums are sore.
You'll only use them for 2 minutes and we can finish the picture.
Yes, Rondelet, you've got to come through.
Sir, I'll be a sport. But where do I get the false teeth?
Here. I'll take out my own personal uppers. Here, Rondelet.
Ha ha! They look wonderful, F.A. Put them in, Rondelet. There. Do they fit?
Nah, they're a little big.
Great. Look at that smile.
Yeah, I can't close my mouth.
Yeah. But as long as you can talk, we can finish the picture. F.A., you're a genius. What strategy?
Strategy will always save the situation. Let's go. Thank you. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, thank you. If there are any promising playwrights in our audience still here who feel the urge to write the next vehicle for the mighty Allen Art Players, I can give you the formula in 9 words. Boy meets girl, boy loses girl, boy gets girl. We'll even go so far as to show you how it works from the girl's standpoint. Now first, girl meets boy.
So you're Bob Williams. I've heard so much about you.
Girl loses boy.
It's been 2 weeks since I've seen Bob. I don't know what happened. He seemed so interested for a while, and the girl he's going with now is certainly no better looking than I am. Of course, she has a lovely smile, but... Say, what was it that announcer said on Fred Allen's program the other night?
An attractive smile never fails to add a great deal to your looks and to your personality. And if you want a really attractive smile, you can have it by taking care of your teeth intelligently and thoroughly. That means taking the proper care of your gums, too, because healthy teeth need healthy gums. That's why, like so many dentists, we advise the use of iPana toothpaste and massage. Every time you brush your teeth with iPana, massage your gums with a little extra iPana. In that way, you'll give them the toning and stimulation they need to help guard against gum trouble. So you'll have healthier gums, whiter teeth, and a far more attractive smile if you let iPana help you.
And now, girl gets boy.
I had the best time last night. While we were dancing, Bob said he never noticed before what an attractive smile I had. From the way you said it, I think you'll remember it. And you can bet I'll remember iPana for the smile of beauty.
Peter Van Steeden and the iPana Troubadours are playing You Do the Darndest Thing.
Must be touched in the haze.
Da-di-da.
You do the darndest things, baby. But all you thought, doggone cute with it all.
The Town Hall Variety. Tonight, ladies and gentlemen, we again present the Town Hall Variety Show. Each week, we audition and present young men and women, some of whom have worked or are working professionally, others who are making their first bid for radio recognition. But here comes Fred now, leading this new array of talent to our microphone. Let's give them a real Town Hall reception.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, we hope that through the presentation of these variety programs, we will be able to help both embryonic and professional talent to receive the radio recognition that a nationwide network can supply. There are so many clever young artists whose talents assuredly warrant attention in the world of entertainment, and we do hope that these previews of tomorrow's stars will serve a definite purpose. Now, first tonight, it is my pleasure, and it certainly is a pleasure, ladies and gentlemen, to have you meet Miss Isabel and her three octaves. Miss Isabel and her three octaves, you are now appearing at the Coconut Grove in the Park Central Hotel, aren't you?
That's right.
Have you been in radio? Have you played in the radio at all?
Yes, we have.
You have, huh? Have you been to many auditions?
Oh, a few.
A few, huh? Auditioning seems to be about the third largest industry in the country
I
at
think
the moment.
So.
It's a peculiar thing about radio. A man, you don't mind if we stand and talk a little while,
do
you?
No, I don't mind at all.
let's see, what was I going to... Oh, it's a peculiar thing about radio. A man... In the mustard business, for example, if we can imagine a man in the mustard business, will audition two kinds of mustard seed and instantly make a decision that involves millions of dollars. But if the mustard man is going to put on a radio program, he can't seem to make up his mind. He wants to hear everyone sing from Bobby Breen to John McCormick. And if this continues, two-thirds of the people in the country will be auditioning. The other third will be listening to them, and everything will come out fine. But how are things at the Coconut Grove these
Very
days?
Very good, Mr. Allen.
It's delightful up there, isn't it?
Very nice.
Is George Libby still putting on the shows?
Still putting it on.
The floor shows?
That's right.
Last time I saw George, he's a fine producer, by the way.
Very good.
Last time I saw him, George had so many floor shows on his mind, he had a chronic cold. He was even going to bed with no cover. Miss Isabel, I want to welcome you tonight, and I'm just going to ask you what you and the boys and your other girl companion are going to sing and play for us.
We're going to do our swing arrangement of Old Man River.
Swing arrangement of Old Man River. All right. Thank you very much. Don't swing the old man clear over the river now. I mean... Just...
Darkies all work on the Mississippi. Darkies all work while the white folks climb. Old Man River, that old man river, he must know something, but don't say nothing. He just keeps rolling, he keeps on rolling along. Oh, he don't plant taters, he don't plant cotton, and them that plants them are soon forgotten. But old man river, he just keeps rolling along. You and me, we sweat and strain, body aching, racked with pain. Tote that barge, lift that bell, get a little drunk and you land in jail. I get weary and sick of trying, I'm tired of living, feared of dying. But old man river, he just keeps rolling along, long, 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 long.
Old man river, that old man river, he must know something, but don't say nothing. Old man river, he keeps on rolling along, just a rolling along. Don't plant taters and don't plant cotton, and them that plants them are soon forgotten. Old man river, he keeps on a rolling along, just rolling along. For you and me, we sweat and strain, body all aching and racked with pain. Tote that barge and lift that bell, you get a little drunk and you land in jail. I get weary, so sick of trying, I'm tired of living, feared of dying. 'Cause old man river, he keeps on rolling along.
You and me, we sweat and strain,
concert, Isabel and her three octaves from the Coconut Grove in the Park Central Hotel. And now, ladies and gentlemen, I am happy to have you meet Mr. William Fisher. How are you tonight, Mr. Fisher?
Fine, thank you, Mr. Allen.
Uncle Jim tells me, Mr. Fisher, that some years ago you were in the theatrical business, but finally gave it up to become a floor walker. Is that right?
That's true, Mr. Allen, yes.
You renounced the stage to become a floor walker,
hey? Well, it was a sort of having to do with Mr. Allen, yes.
You sort of, do you enjoy floor walking?
Well, I guess it's all right. I assume of other things, but it's a living, you know, and a fairly good one.
Well, I mean, the work. Is the work nerve-wracking? Okay, I suppose at this time of the year, I don't want to mention the name of the department store, Mr. Fisher. I know you don't mind, because after you sing tonight, you wouldn't want to be annoyed in the aisles all day tomorrow with people asking for your autographs there. It would sort of congest things. But I just wanted to ask you about the duties of a floor walker. I've seen the boys going around and often wondered what they did.
Well, in the first place, Mr. Allen, floor walkers today are known as floor managers or section managers.
Oh, section managers.
Mm-hmm. Gives it a, you know, some sort of a title.
They don't carry, you know. I think the day will come when you'll see a floor walker with one of those little signs like they have on desks, you know, going around in search of his desk. You know, this is Mr. Scrovney here. Thing. It hasn't come to that yet, has it?
Not
but
yet,
they're
no.
called section manager.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have many trouble, much trouble, at this season of the year with store problems like kleptomaniacs, maniacs who go around kleptoing? Do you... You catch many of them in the store?
Well, yes, we do occasionally, yes.
Occasionally. You have to keep a sharp eye, don't you?
That's one of the ideas, yes.
Do you, and I read in the paper recently that they've stopped women from smoking in department stores. What brought that about? Dangerous, was it?
Maybe they might drop the cigarette down and forget to pick it up or something like that, don't you know? And
you'd come back tomorrow and the store...
No, I didn't have time to pick them up, no.
But it's always intrigued me. A floor walker, to me, is such a complex job. At Christmas time, I imagine you have to be crossed between sort of a diplomat and a pedestrian, don't you? But I've been curious to know, Mr. Fisher, and I hope you don't mind me asking you these few questions. And I'm just going to ask you if you're in good voice and fine fettle to sing tonight, are you?
Well, I hope so. I've been working hard all day, directing here and there, you know. And,
but you don't sing in the store. I mean, the fact that your lower extremities are tired wouldn't affect your voice, or would it?
Unless we have bad business, then I sing the blues, that's all.
See, Well, it saves the wear and tear on the larynx of the man who owns the store, which is quite a help. And I'm just going to ask you what you're going to sing, Mr. Fisher.
Without a song.
Without a song. Thank you very much for this kind and timely interview, I might say. You'll excuse me.
Thank you for having me here.
Thank you.
Without a song, the day would never end. Without a song, the road would never bend. When things go wrong, a man ain't got a friend. Without a song, that field of corn would never see a plow. That field of corn would be deserted now. A darky's born, but he's no good, no how. Without a song, I got my trouble and woe, but sure as I know the Jordan will roll, I'll get along as a song is strong in my soul. I'll never know what makes the rain to fall. I'll never know what makes the grass so tall. I only know there ain't no love at all. Without a
Thank you very much. That was Mr. William Fisher. Pleasure, Mr. Fisher, really. And now, ladies and gentlemen, may I present young lady, if you don't know her, you're certainly going to know her well very shortly. Miss Kay Mayfield. Miss Mayfield, I had the pleasure of seeing you in Mr. Silman's New Faces at the Vanderbilt Theater this summer. You were the singing star of Mr. Silman's tinkling, timely review, weren't you?
I did sing there, that's all I can say.
Oh, I wouldn't say that. I saw the show. It really was excellent, and I must say that I enjoyed your singing and the clever numbers greatly. Now, would you like to say something nice about me, or... All right.
Mr. Tillman, tell me to say hello to you, that's all.
Oh, Leonard? Well, I was in a show with Leonard years ago, a show called Polly. Oh. It stopped off in New York here, but it was really a waste of time. The show got out of the theater so quickly, several of us were in crates. We finally escaped on the way to the storehouse. But... you had to be very careful in those days. I always worked downstage well in most of the shows I was in because you turn around in the middle of a story and the scenery would be gone. But here in Radio City, we have something staple to get the building out from under. It'll take a bit of doing. But I imagine as far as with my luck, it will be done. But Miss Mayfield, we're happy that Jack Smart was in the show with you.
Ah, he was.
And Ramona.
Yes, that's Ramona. Ramona.
The man, Ramona. But Jack is now out in Hollywood.
Yes, he is.
He's making Top of the Town, but there's so much of Jack, you see, they're shooting around him the first 7 weeks. Then they'll only need one or two other actors. But I just want to say that we're happy to have you here tonight, and I'm just going to ask you what you would like to sing.
I'm going to do a song from the show called Better Go Now.
Better Go Now, I recall it. Is it all right?
Mm-hmm.
You all ready, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Good night, Pat. No, you can't come in. It's too late. 1 minute. Good night.
You'd better go now, because I like you much too much. You'll have a way with you. You ought to know now just why I like you very much. The night was gay with you. There's a moon above, and it gives my heart a lot of swing. In your eyes there's love, and the way I feel, it must be spring. I want you so now. You have the lips I love to touch. You'd better go now. You'd better go, because I like you much too much. Because I like you much too much, I'm so afraid with you. I'd get the two of us in Dutch, were I a jade with you. There's a moon above, and it gives my heart a lot of swing. In your eyes there's love, and the way I feel, I love to touch. You'd better go now. You'd better go, because I like you much too much.
Thank you. That was Miss Kay Mayfield. Thank you very much. And now, ladies and gentlemen, I I'm sorry, it's a little late here. I'm going to introduce Buddy Ray and his modernistic syncopators. Buddy, you are working at a nightclub here in New York, aren't you?
That's right.
Think we ought to get a plug into the club?
Clearly.
Now, what's the name of it?
The Club Variety.
The Club Variety, that's on 47th and 7th, isn't it? Right on the corner there. Well, we're happy to have you here tonight, and someone has snitched on you, Buddy. I've been told that you are Martha Ray's brother.
That's right.
That's right, huh? How does it feel to be Martha Ray's brother?
Very fine.
Well, I've seen Martha in all of her recent pictures, and believe me, she's going a long way. And when you get through tonight, I'm going to suggest to Mr. Zucker out there that in her next picture, or one of her pictures, that you and your modernistic syncopators here go out and play some of the numbers for her. Now, what are you boys going to play and sing?
The number that she did in the picture. If you can't sing it, swing it.
If you can't sing it, swing it. Thank you.
Mr. Paganini, please play my rhapsody. And if you can't play it, won't you sing it? And if you can't sing it, you simply have to stop, 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 it'll stop, 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 Miss Paganini, we breathlessly await your masterful baton. Go on and sling it. Ho, ho! If you can't sling it, you simply have to. La da da do da 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 da. We've heard your repertoire, and at the final bar, we greeted you with great applause. Oh, stood the situation, your interpretation of whoa, da 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 da. Miss Paganini, now don't you be a meanie. What have you up your sleeve? Come on and spring it. Oh, if you can't spring it, you simply have to. Da 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 do da da. Oh, da 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 do da da. Da do da 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 do da da. Oh, swing it. Da 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 da.
Buddy Ray and his modernistic syncopators conclude our town hall varieties, and here's Harry.
Ladies and gentlemen, we just want to thank you for remembering the two products that bring you Fred Allen each Wednesday night. Ipana toothpaste for the smile of beauty, Sal Hepatica for the smile of health. Ipana, Sal Hepatica.
Good night, ladies and gentlemen.
This is the Red Network of the National Broadcasting Company.